Ali C.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
What we mean by Paracast Pro, it's something we talked about at the beginning of the show. So you've got to listen again if you missed it. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. Joshua P. Warren joins us. We've been talking about his research techniques, about the people he works with, about some of his discoveries and evidence, but also about the fact that he started publishing books when he was 14. Shall we continue?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, when I was 18, I was working on a book of ghost stories about my hometown, Asheville, North Carolina. And amazingly, there had never been a book of ghost stories written about this town. And at the same time, I was contacted by our old, venerable, historic resort, the Grove Park Inn. And it's the place where, you know, all the presidents stay when they come into town, and it kind of reminds people a little bit of The Shining. And for many decades, they had been haunted by a female ghost called the Pink Lady, and it had always been policy to not discuss the ghost. This was something that was considered frightening for guests, and they finally, due to a change in management, thought it might be appropriate to look into whether or not this could be positive for marketing. And so they hired me as the first person ever to investigate the Pink Lady. And so I spent about 6 months given full access to every nook and cranny and room in this magnificent hotel to interview people, to start documenting energy fields. And that really was sort of the origin of Lemur, because the property was so massive. I needed people to help me every night, you know, document what was happening in this room versus that room versus this tunnel. And so the book came out, and the Pink Lady was on the cover of the book, and it was a big success. And so after that, we decided to start, you know, focusing on other cases, given what we'd learned. And I went down to South Carolina. A woman down there said that she was being possessed by some kind of a dark and evil spirit. Now, that is a very tricky phenomenon. Nobody knows exactly how to get a handle on this thing called possession. And it was pretty freaky for me as a young man, you know, to go into a situation where a woman was agonizing over being possessed by some kind of dark, violent force. And so, you know, you're wondering, is this person just mentally unstable, you know?
Well, isn't that a common reason why this person is schizophrenic or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, and of course, so you never know. It's like, am I the best person who should be coming into this, or should there be a trained psychiatrist or psychologist doing this? But nonetheless, I went down there on a preliminary investigation with a friend of mine, and we were sitting on the couch in her living room. And we were telling her that we had picked up some odd fields, but there wasn't really much that we could see there that we could really, you know, define in terms of what was happening to her. As we looked at her, there was this change in her eyes. You could see that she was displeased to hear that we didn't know exactly what we could do for her. And suddenly this little decorative dove hanging on the wall behind her just exploded off of the wall and hit the floor and broke into pieces. And I mean, you could have heard a pin drop in that room. I mean, there was just this immediate tension, and I'll never forget how bizarre it felt to see this object come off this wall. And it
did you have cameras and tape recorders rolling at that point?
And no, at that time I did not. And that's why I said, okay, I was so disappointed that I didn't capture that. I said, we're coming back here with cameras, and we're not going to leave until we get something on video. And we achieved that. Yeah. We went back down there less than a month later with a bunch of people, bunch of cameras, and at one point we had a tri-field Model 1 meter set up in a bedroom where a lot of the activity had been occurring. And Brian Irish, he was our imaging specialist. He was in there rolling video next to me. And all of a sudden, this tri-field meter sitting in the corner on the electromagnetic sum setting squealed and the needle went all the way up to the maximum reading on the scale. And then right there, clearly on camera, you can see this meter is knocked forward and then up on its side. Two perpendicular lines of motion there. Boom, boom. And
nobody's hands were near it. There was nobody near the table. How far away were the nearest witnesses to this?
10 feet away. I was right there next to Brian Irish, and we were about 10 feet away. This was sitting on a chair. There was nobody near it.
But I love it.
This is great. Yeah, she was nearby, and she just walked
with the glint in her eye, if I remember. What role? I mean, what connection do you see between her? The change in her look, and then the almost, it sounds like almost immediate manifestation of effect. I mean, do you feel that she was somehow involved in the manifestation phenomenal aspect of this, or was she responding to what was coming in and creating the effect? In other words, what do you think?
From what we saw on our end, I think that she was subconsciously creating these telekinetic effects. That in my book, How to Hunt Ghosts, I define broadly poltergeist phenomena as ghostly phenomena that occurs in the presence of one or more particular people. Regardless of whether or not there was something possessing this woman, I definitely feel like that she was producing an energy field that was affecting the environment and causing these objects to move that way.
Wow. I mean, if I was starting out in the position that you were at that time in your process and had a case like that, that would really make me take a step back and be really careful how I interpreted data from subsequent investigations, which obviously, Joshua, that's what you've done. You know, speaking with you briefly when I met you in Sedona, and then, you know, speaking with Micah, who has worked with you closely over the years as a protege of sorts, you know, I'm really impressed with the work that you guys are doing down there, and your new book, I think, is a perfect tool for an aspiring investigator to get involved in this, organize, you know, really learn, do your research, get up to speed, create a common, maybe primitive languaging scientifically so that you can approach scientists, know how to talk to them about your data, get them involved in your process, get some legitimacy. This could be a wonderful grassroots groundswell approach, and you know, again, I think I've thanked you and applauded you more than any guest that we've had on this show, Joshua. And I'm not.
And you know what? If you continue applauding people, you know, the microphone's going to bust.
Well, that is just wonderful, because to me, that was what was important. That was the intention, because I feel like that if you just give people a simple access point so that they can just take what they already have and go out there and see firsthand for themselves that these effects are tangible, that they are palpable, that there is something here to investigate, then they will have the enthusiasm and the piqued curiosity needed to determine how much further to go in the field. And I have no doubt that in 10 years, you'll be interviewing somebody who has discovered something fantastic, and he'll say, yeah, I didn't know anything about this, but, you know, I got this poor man's paranormal, and I learned a few techniques, and that started me, and that's all I want, is to get people started simply down the right path.
Yeah. Like a former co-host on the show said to me on my first appearance here as a guest, you got it. Oh, man.
Don't lose it, because I understand it's contagious, this disease.
Yeah, I'm loving it. This is great. Everybody on the forums, take notes, and I want to hear it after class what you think.
We're going to see after this show comes out, probably when you get back from your investigative trip, Chris, exactly what our listeners thought about it, whether they have better ideas, because we need better ideas, not just I don't believe that. I don't buy any of that. Go away, leave me alone, because what's the point of the show if we're not going to make people curious, have intriguing mysteries, that sort of thing. Joshua P. Warren presenting Intriguing Mysteries, How to Explore the Paranormal on the Cheap. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
Paracast.
you expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things as personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
Chris was about to say Paracast Pro, and we might go in that direction. As you heard at the beginning of the show, we're looking into a premium service with chat rooms, special forums, special blogs, stuff like that. We'll get into more of that over the weeks as the planning progresses. We welcome your opinions. Joshua P. Warren joins us. I'm Gene Steinberg with Chris O'Brien. You're in the Paracast. Chris, Have we gotten to a point yet when we could start asking questions from our listeners?
Unfortunately, because Joshua was announced as a guest with only a couple of days of warning, we haven't had a chance to really, you know, accumulate the number of questions we normally do. But one thing that was actually, I had a question about, and somebody pointed up, Titer001 pointed out that there is an ghost investigator team, of course, who are famous for their work at the Amityville Horror, Ed and Lorraine Warren. Is there any relation? Is that like Uncle Ed or Aunt Lorraine? Are you related to them, and have you worked with them at all?
No, actually, I'm asked that question quite often, but there is no relation. I did meet Lorraine Warren a couple years ago. She's a very sweet lady. I met her at a conference, and a few times I have interviewed John Zaffis, whom I believe might be their nephew or something like that, on my radio program. But nope, no relation, just one of those names that apparently attracts the paranormal.
We have a Frank Warren, too, who's a UFO investigator. Okay,
yeah,
you're not related to him either.
Nope, no relation.
Okay.
I'm the only one in the family.
Okay.
The black sheep, as it were, from Hot Soup. He's actually a recent, you know, member of the forum. He asked an interesting question. I'm asked this a lot, and I'm actually very curious at what your response will be. While researching, has there ever been an idea or concept that really has shook you to the bone, bordering paranoia, because perhaps what you have been investigating may prove real with further steps to uncover the truth? Perhaps a personal experience that really has you shaken in your boots, metaphorically, maybe literally?
Well, I think that the time that I felt the most out of my skin, in a way, you know, was when I went down to Myrtle's plantation in St. Francisville, Louisiana, and I got to spend a night in this big old plantation house by myself.
Is it me, or is it Memorab?
And I was in the General David Bradford suite, and there was no television, no telephone. I mean, the only way you would know you weren't living in the 1700s was, you know, they had electrical lights, and there was a toilet. Other than that, I mean, I couldn't get a good cell phone signal, and it was storming like crazy outside. And about 10 o'clock at night, something started pounding on my wall. I knew that I was the only person there, but I went out and checked and made sure, and you know, nobody else was there. And I had my video camera rolling, and I walked back inside. I said, "Is there someone here?" Boom, boom, boom. And it came again on the wall. And even then I said, "If there is someone in this room, would you please do that again?" Boom, boom, boom. At that moment, the realization set in upon me that there is something in this room with me that is invisible to me, yet is conscious and aware and interactive. And that was a very unsettling feeling, because you feel very helpless at that moment. And this began about a four-hour session of me asking whatever this thing was to tap or pound on different objects in the room, and it complying. This went on to the point where I finally had to go to sleep, because I had to get up early the next morning to do a TV shoot. That was why I was sent there. I was lying there trying to sleep, and this thing was banging on the headboard. And so as this thing continued pounding on the walls, it was unsettling to me to know there was something, you know, conscious and aware and interactive there in the room. Yeah, so it was unsettling to know that there was something in this room that was conscious, aware, interactive, but I couldn't see it. And in fact, if you go to YouTube and just type in my name and something like "Alone in America's Most Haunted Bedroom," you'll see some of this footage. And that was unsettling, because it just strikes at that basic fear of the unknown, you know, not knowing precisely what's going to happen next, even though I never felt threatened or anything. And then, you know, there was a time when I saw a misty apparitional form in the attic of a house. I touched it. I was able to photograph it. And yet that was not particularly scary, because I just didn't know what I was looking at. And it was actually one of those moments where time seemed to stop, and you feel almost like a caveman looking at fire for the first time, But I do think there are occasions when, you know, investigating mysterious phenomena can make you paranoid, because certainly we have many examples of government agencies investigating people who have been researching something considered paranormal. I mean, Nick Redfern has published whole books showing, you know, FBI files now declassified.
Right. We have Nick on very often. He's one of our guest co-hosts.
Yeah, and government officials are spending money to follow people around to do paranormal research. And so, yeah, there are times when you get a little paranoid and you wonder if somebody who's following you around and taking pictures is more than just the media.
We should mention here that we've had a little paranormal event ourselves. Normally, we talk with Chris on an online connection called Skype, providing a really crisp, clean network connection, okay? Well, just when you start telling this little story, Joshua, we started losing the connection with Chris. And finally, we're talking to him on his telephone, on his landline, hoping that is more reliable. Is it, Chris?
Gene, I should probably, you know, kind of mention the Trickster here, Gene, but I'd reveal myself as a member of the Trickster fan club, so I won't.
Well, it might be that the aliens are visiting your locale, and they want to find out what's going on.
No, it's the debunkers on forums.theparacast.com. They're after me. They found me. Now what do I do?
What you do is you fight back. You have a cell phone. You have a landline. They can't get rid of you.
sorry about the delay, Joshua. Seriously, this has never happened before. We've had a few little minor issues, but all we have to do is, you know, just restart Skype, and everything's fine. But, you know, what can you do? You just have to go with the flow and accumulate quality data, analyze it properly, and expand your team of professionals. You know, get scientists involved, get other investigators who have been in the field longer than you have involved. You know, again, I think I started developing the problems with my particular connection today when I started applauding your approach. And let's see if they can take out my landline. Joshua, really, again, I've said this more times on this program than any others. This is really important work that you're doing. You're an absolute inspiration to me and others. The more word we can get out about this very effective grassroots approach, at least effective sounding in its design, you know, I think the quicker we're going to move this whole ball down the field. I really do.
Yeah. We're going to move this whole ball down the field a little bit more. We're talking to Joshua P. Warren. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg, and this disembodied person is going to say this is...
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox, plus a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
We return, somewhat crippled, but none the worse for wear. Every time Chris O'Brien, our co-host on the Paracast, attempts to communicate with us via his normal network method, he's knocked offline. So we're struggling with a traditional landline, but then we're talking with Joshua P. Warren, our guest on the phone. Chris, any more questions from our Paracast forum?
The two questions that we had related to Ed and Lorraine Warren. The second question was, you know, what was that instance in your investigative process early on that sort of that changed your view of what you were dealing with? I have mine. I know a lot of investigators have theirs. What investigations have inspired you to follow up hypotheses or, you know, sort of suspicions that you have about what you're dealing with out there in the field? I mean, has there been a crucial case that's given you that replication of data, for instance? You want to take that one?
Yeah, well, you know, I so far have not seen a case that has reliably given me the evidence to say, if you go into this back bedroom on November 3rd at midnight, old man Withers will glide forth from the closet, you know. I'm waiting for that. But in the meantime, you know, I certainly have found that there are certain factors that are valuable. I mean, humidity plays a role in many of these cases.
It does.
You know,
The change of humidity, weather systems like low pressure coming into high pressure or vice versa, and that change of humidity, I found, not only produces wind, which doesn't blow, by the way, listeners, it sucks, it also creates a very interesting electrical environment occasionally, especially in desert areas where lowering of humidity will give you the more potential for static discharge and other things. why don't you continue? You're down in the southeast where humidity is an ever-present thing. I'm in the desert where we kind of aspire towards humidity. What do you find in terms of humidity in a humid environment?
Well, you know, it's funny because, okay, for example, right now I'm talking to you in Asheville, North Carolina, and it's 50% humidity in my house. And that's pretty substantial. And you find that, you know, in an area like Western North Carolina that is mountainous and wooded, most of the activity seems to pick up when the humidity gets low, you know, say 30% or below. Now, of course, out in Arizona, you know, there are many occasions when it's, you know, 10 or 15%. So, I mean, that enhances it. But what's odd is that there are some places where it can be extremely humid, and yet the activity is still prevalent, like in New Orleans,
or
in Puerto Rico.
Automatically spring to mind.
Yeah, and the way to understand that is very simple. Generally speaking, the lower the humidity, the lower the amount of energy can be for the electrical manifestation to occur. But the higher the humidity, the more powerful the manifestation must be to occur. And
right, like a lightning bolt coming from
absolutely.
A low pressure system with lots of humidity and the interaction between dry and wet, for instance, in a catastrophic sense, produces hurricanes and it produces more specifically tornadoes, which have been ravaging the southeast and parts of the Midwest here the last week or two. So what you're suggesting then is that if we can detect these minute changes in a location-specific environment, we may be able to anticipate manifestations of what are, you know, considered paranormal effects.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to be able to measure something happening at a location that has a lot of humidity, that's a powerful manifestation. And so it's going to be very easy to pick it up and a lot more if you can lower the humidity at that area. And so frequently when I go into a haunted place, I will request that the air conditioning or whatever else be turned on so the humidity is lowered.
Right.
And also I'll bring in electrostatic devices like Van de Graaff machines or Wimshurst generators to start mixing up the ions in the air.
Have you ever tried using an ozonator, like those commercial odor removers, those big ozone units that you can rent, and they say, don't be in the room while this thing's operating. Have you ever attempted to do an investigation by ozonating the space, for instance?
Yes, I have, and those are great as well. I mean, they're not as good as a Van de Graaff machine, but they're a lot easier to use. I mean, for somebody who's not familiar with how to use a mechanical electrostatics device.
Especially a scary one like that. I mean, you'd feel like you're Count Dracula or something, or Frankenstein.
Yeah. I'm frequently accused of that, yeah, being Dr. Frankenstein. But sure, you know, anything you can use to sort of make the environment more unstable is going to provide those flexible building blocks that could be molded into some type of a form for interaction.
How about sonically? One of the things that I've been really fascinated with, working with Michael Esposito, who's an EVP expert based out of the Chicago area, one of the things that we've devised is an idea to go in and harmonically disturb the environment. In other words, take specific tones that are disharmonious to one another that create acoustic standing waves that aren't comfortable. In other words, hitting the wrong note with the wrong note and taking tuning forks, for instance, and vibrating the structure of the building with disharmonious frequencies to try to provoke whatever it is in there to respond to something that maybe it's not within the flow. I mean, I know emotional situations with investigators where there's anger, where there's any sort of friction, for instance, has a tendency in cases to provoke something to happen. And that's popularized and sensationalized on TV with the many plethora of ghost shows out there. But have you ever tried acoustic disharmony generation? For instance, going into a tuberculosis hospital and flicking Bic lighters or broadcasting the sounds of iron lung machines, things that run counter to what you would intuitively think is operative there. Have you tried any acoustic type experiments?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, we not only have tried tuning fork methods that are reminiscent of a film adaptation of H.P. Lovecraft's From Beyond, where you're trying to sort of rattle the environment and change its frequency, but also we've done things that are a bit more traditional. For example, we have gone into the Capitol building of North Carolina in Raleigh and played songs from the Civil War, you know, whether it's Dixie or...
Oh, man, you're mean, dude.
Yeah.
That's mean.
Yeah. And what we have found is that it's kind of hit or miss. I mean, sometimes you get a great reaction, but it's not been consistent. And I think that's
right.
Simply because we probably need to put a little bit more power into it, because I'm a big fan of researching what many call sacred geometry, that the very design of a building itself is going to determine how that energy, whether it's acoustic or otherwise, is channeled through the structure of the building.
Well, it's more harmonically conducive for that type of activity. If you're going into Reims Cathedral, you know, and projecting sound, you're going to have a lot different response, at least I think theoretically, than you would if you went into, you know, your average ranch home, in, you know, outside of some trailer park. Obviously, the environment, how it's constructed, the materials, the actual design itself. For instance, Lindisfarne Chapel, where I lived for many years in Crestone, is considered one of the preeminently manufactured, designed sacred spaces.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more sacred spaces and deal with our disembodied co-host, Chris O'Brien, on a landline because his network has failed him. Why? Another mystery to confront. Joshua P. Warren joining us. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. You're in.
Somewhere in the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Welcome back. If you have a comment or a question about the Paracast, write us, news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. Disembodied, but still here for our final segment with Joshua P. Warren, learning about paranormal investigation on the cheap and otherwise. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Chris, this is just getting fascinating.
Joshua, we got to have you on for another show. We're just getting warmed up, guy. I think it's been a long time coming. I you just stimulate so much thinking in me with your work. You know, you're a real inspiration. I really want to share that inspiration with our growing, vast Paracast audience out there. And you know, before we went to the break, we were talking about the actual acoustic properties of sacred spaces, for instance, cathedrals or even natural sites like Red Rocks, for instance. Anybody who's ever been to a concert at Red Rocks Amphitheater outside of Denver knows that that is a natural sacred space in terms of listening to sounds produced there. I think acoustics is an element of paranormal investigation that deserves more attention and I think a little bit more effort and energy in terms of monitoring spaces. One of the projects I'm looking at going up to the San Luis Valley, which I'll be on my way when this show is broadcast, is a project Michael Persinger up in Sudbury has a lab with several individuals. And one of the things that they're looking at is actually recording, going to sacred sites and recording the quality of the silence there. To me, that is so zen. That's so like, you know, reversing the equation and looking at the end and then working back to the, you know, from the singularity back. And I really think that this is a fruitful avenue. And to hear that you went into the capital of South Carolina and recorded Civil War tunes, and played them and then recorded the results. That's ingenious. And we need out-of-the-box thinking like this. Let me get off the pulpit and the soapbox and let you kind of sum up your work for our listeners and give us some ideas of where we need to go with this. What are the next steps that we can do you obviously your book, Paranormal for the Poor Man Who Can't Afford the Gear, I think is really important. Where are we going from here?
Well, one thing that we must do is help to educate the general public about the fact that some of the smartest people, the cosmologists and physicists out there, have shown us that there is now a mathematical support system for much of what was once considered the paranormal. And that, you know, there are examples presented as early as the 1800s by a mathematician named Edwin Abbott that you can find illustrated by Carl Sagan on a YouTube video, if you just type in Carl Sagan in dimensions, that shows that if we were two-dimensional creatures living in a place called Flatland, and a third-dimensional creature entered that second dimension, that he would sort of appear out of nowhere as some type of weird object that would change shapes and then disappear. And he would be able to pass in and out of walls and do all these odd things that would freak out somebody who lived in the Flatland in the two dimensions, but would also seem very ghostly. And if the scientists are correct who say there are at least 11 different dimensions, some of what we are seeing here are interactions between ourselves and our three, if not four, dimensions, and some of these other beings and phenomena that are kind of slipping in and out. And when this happens, however, there are distinct changes that take place with the electromagnetic environment, the electrostatic environment, the acoustic environment, and of course many other physical aspects here of creatures that one minute are standing there looking at you and the next minute have vanished into the ether. They may leave footprints there, and that pathway and that trail suddenly ends right in mid-stride. And what we have to do is collect a comprehensive database using some type of cohesion here and then connect the dots to see what makes the most sense. And step one is taking this out of the realm of mere anecdote and giving it some type of a foundation within
hard scientific data.
The data that we can relate to that overlaps with all of our senses of reality. And that's why I'm hoping that, you know, Poor Man's Paranormal and similar things that we do and shows like yours will give people that medium, that format they need to be able to get out there and take this to the next level of understanding. And the funny thing is, as soon as we understand it, it'll become normal.
Right.
Nobody will think twice about it, and we'll move on to a new mystery.
An interesting question arises, Joshua. And that is, will we ever gain that understanding? I mean, with the UFO field, we've been knocking around that field in the modern era since the late 1940s, and we really haven't gone anywhere. So can we really expect a revelation or a resolution in our lifetimes?
Well, I don't think anybody knows the answer to that, but I definitely think that we can expect to know more in our lifetimes. I mean, I know more now than I did 5 years ago. And a lot of that is by simply paying attention to what's happening in the scientific environment. I mean, very few people realize that last year, for perhaps the first time ever, at the University of Santa Barbara, physicists were able to observe a quantum effect in a macroscopic object. They took a metal paddle that was large enough to be seen by the naked eye and documented it being both still and moving at the same time. So if indeed we now have proof that
these
little effects that we used to exclusively put into the quantum realm can happen within the realm that you and I are living in and perceiving, well, suddenly this might be a huge revelation for explaining much of what otherwise was considered impossible or paranormal. And so we need to make sure that we stay on top of those developments, because every new development helps us place into better context the human experience.
And education, as you point out, I think is paramount. People need to have it. If they're going to read your book and go out there into the field, they need a basic understanding, and they need to be educated and be at a predictable level of languaging so that they can go ahead and communicate their findings, you know, to people like yourself and science in general. I think we're living, you know, that fabled Chinese curse of may you live in interesting times. I think things are really ramping up. We're really speeding up. We're headlong towards some sort of singularity of understanding. You know, data will be, you know, doubling itself. I think right now we're at about 3 or 4 days. Information is doubling. In the next year, we're really going to be racing headlong towards something. And the more people we have up to speed, educated, and willing to put the little extra time it takes to document their findings into a forum such as the Paracast or such as Lemur and other organizations that are working, you know, under the radar, but really making headway and organizing people in a grassroots way, moving this thing forward, providing solutions to age-old mysteries. I at least, you know, solutions to investigate these mysteries. I think this is really good. And I can't wait to have you back on the show again, Joshua. This has really been great. This is a really good introduction into a whole conversation that we could have about this.
The book is called Poor Man's Paranormal, a manual on using household items to document ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, and psychic activity right now. It's the MacGyver method, as we mentioned. Where can we find more information about the things that you write about and research, Joshua P. Warren?
The best place is my website, joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P, but if you go to joshuapwarren.com, you'll find a variety of free videos there and the information to support most of what we've discussed on the show.
Works for me. Chris O'Brien, we're working on rebuilding your site, but tell our listeners where they can find more about the things you're up to.
Hey, it's ourstrangeplanet.com.
Ourstrangeplanet.com, and Chris is, by the way, one of the happy moderators at the Paracast forums at forum.paracast.com. Join up there, and we give you a chance to ask questions of future guests, but we're also discussing our new Paracast Pro premium service. More good stuff like that. Thanks, Chris. Our guest, Joshua P. Warren, thank you for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Hey, thank you both. It's been a great pleasure. I look forward to next time.
Paracast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.